A light hits the gloom on the rain.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another installment of Roses and Brosifs. We are here to cover what happened on week 4 of Bachelor in Paradise. How is everybody doing? This episode was, I think,
pretty ridiculous.
It was ridiculous, and it was an improvement from yesterday's episode, which right. Felt like it was last week because it was so boring.
Well, they needed a build up.
Yeah, that's true. So there has been some Bachelor news. The spoiler is out on who the Bachelor is. It's one of the three people I thought it was going to be. So whatever. And it was just disappointing. There is also Rachel and Brian got married, and their wedding was untelevised, unlike Chris and Crystal, who we...
We'll get into that.
We will get into that for sure. So
Brian and...
Rachel and Brian. So Rachel Lindsay is the first Black Bachelorette, and she had a season after she went home on Nick's season. So her season's pretty recent, but it's one of my favorites.
Oh, okay.
She's really awesome.
Okay.
She's the one who's the attorney who like lives in Dallas and stuff. So Texas girl. Okay, so after everybody's intro, we noticed that Demi and Christian get their own pair together.
Yeah.
Man, there's been so much going on about them both being there, and I think we'll get into it, but it's just for really simple reasons. Like, it's not for any sort of hate mongering that people think is going on. It's really sensible. It's just...
Well, I find it just strange just enough that they both have a little, like, they modified Demi's intro to have her, Christina? Or, no, sorry.
Christian.
Christian, yes. I always mix them up. Yeah, but like I thought it was very bizarre that they put them both together in the same frame and says Demi and Christian.
Yeah,
and
they're just holding
they're
hands
one,
together.
Like they're one person.
Like they had them refilm it. Like that's just so. Why can they give Christian her own? I don't know. That's a lot. That's a whole nother thing.
It's
so,
weird, yeah.
Yeah. Derek is reflecting on what happened literally yesterday, and we just still can't believe Demi and Christian are both still there since they did find their person and. I don't know. It's like if this were reversed, you know, like with maybe Derek having a pre-existing girlfriend or anyone else on the show having a pre-existing girlfriend or boyfriend, it's a lot. So we're reminded of the couples who are together. It's Tayshia and for some reason, I put Tayshia and Christina. That is cracking me up. That's Tayshia and JPJ. Mm-hmm. That's Dean and Kaylin, Nicole and Clay, Mike and Sydney, Dylan and Hannah. We see JPJ eating some more tacos, and we notice that he is usually either eating or sleeping or laughing himself into a fit.
Yes.
Tayshia says that in comparison to John Paul Jones, Derek has his stuff together. I agree.
Yes, I concur.
John Paul Jones tells Tayshia she looks like Beyonce, but like with way bigger eyes. She's like, okay.
Yeah.
And she's questioning how she can view their relationship long term. And then she kind of like reverse pushes him away, like the opposite of what Katie was trying to do. Like she really wants him to go away. She's like, so what are you going to do today? Like, you need to talk to some girls. I think you should. You should talk to some girls. Do you want to get a margarita? And he's like, whoa. What just happened here?
Yeah, he expressed that he feels pretty like good about her and everything like that, and he likes her. And then she was just like kind of brushed him off and was just like, why don't you go play over there?
Yeah, and we find out why. It's because she wants to go after Derek. So John Paul Jones definitely has a moment just like Chris and Katie did. And then we have a new arrival on the beach just in time. So it is Tajwan. And Blake remarks that she is the first girl he has not met. And he is already making himself the butt of his own jokes.
Yeah, it's like she was not at Stagecoach.
Yeah, we're not surprised that you didn't meet. We knew she wasn't at Stagecoach. I didn't even remember who she was. So when we get back from commercial, Tajwan admits to being selfish, being there for herself. And her date card says, pick the one you want. So she pulls John Paul Jones aside, and Hannah is like, she's definitely opinionated.
Yeah.
What does that, literally, what does that mean?
I don't know, but she did come like immediately out of the gate just being like, I'm hot. What am I doing here? I like missed my flight. I lost my luggage. She was.
She came out of the gate generally unpleasant. And as a naturally anxious person, like I was even put off because I know how to like reel back. But just the excessive complaint about how hot it was like, dude, you're in Mexico during summer.
Yeah.
And you're wearing like thick clothing, and I don't know. It was just really funny how also they would show every single thing the producers did, like give her Gatorade, give her their fans, and she couldn't do an interview without complaining about how hot it was, and mm-hmm. nobody else has done that. I don't know where she's from. Maybe she's from like a very, very cold place, because I feel like we could be fine there.
Well, yeah.
With like, the right hydration.
It's a free ride.
It's a free,
exactly. Essentially.
Exactly.
Nothing's free, but.
Well, yeah, she's like already complaining and she's like on vacation. So this is just not a good start. You don't want people to see that off the bat. But she pulls JPJ aside, and we know he likes Tayshia more in this situation because, you know, she's sitting next to Derek now.
Yeah, but he's kind of just doing what she said.
He's doing what she said to do, but he's not happy about it. But Tayshia is super happy about it.
Yeah.
So they show, this is weird, but they show him shaving his like chest and nether regions, getting ready for the date.
Yeah. Kinda I don't know strange. Why they showed that buzzing.
They don't like, show the girls the doing that. On.
Yeah, that was weird.
Like, So then we get back from another commercial, and Tajwan is very pretty. She's just quite irritating, and it gets somehow worse as the episode goes on. Like, I like her dress and everything. So John Paul Jones and she talk, and he laughs at his own joke about comparing the name American version of Juan, I guess, John. He laughs so hard it sounds like a dolphin having like a serious breakdown.
He did laugh a lot at that for some reason.
Dolphin aneurysm. Like, I'm not going to repeat it on the microphone because I'm sure some of you headphone users would not like that. So when we get back from the commercial, Tajwan is still freaking out about the heat, by the way. And I think John Paul Jones might be sabotaging his date on purpose.
Yeah, he starts gagging.
He starts to gag.
Like, and think he's going to throw up because he eats the date food, which apparently Tajwan thinks that you're not supposed to.
Oh gosh. So what this comes from is the fact that, you know, you guys don't really see the people eat on here. It's very rare because I think the producers think we don't want to see people chew when like I actually kind of want to see them eat. It would make them seem way more normal.
Yeah.
If we got to see how these people had conversations while they ate, it would be very satisfying, but no. Oh, that reminds me of like razor commercials where they shave a smooth surface. It's like, why? Who are you trying to prove something to? So Tajwan adopts that mentality here. Like, don't eat. You don't want them to see you eating. And I'm like, girl, do you not realize that they have post editing? Like, they will take out the eating or whatever. She's way too upset about this. And I'm like, if a date told me not to eat, I would pay for my food, take my plate, and go eat somewhere else. Seriously.
Yeah, I still have no idea what the hell he did eat, though.
Yeah, we don't know what he ate because he picked it up and it was this weird, like,
gelatinous
meat. It was disgusting looking.
It was bizarre looking.
It was very gross. So he retches, and I don't know if he's doing it that on purpose or if it was that gross, but I think it's both. It might have been both because he hasn't thrown up in front of Tayshia yet, but he did this with Jane. Like, he was so desperate for Jane to just leave him alone.
Yeah.
He spent the whole evening by himself and just passed out and had some more tacos in the morning,
probably.
When we get back from commercial, she even gets mad at John Paul Jones for coughing, and she's like, you left me vulnerable, what if someone came to get me? And I'm kind of trying to understand how these things make sense.
It was weird because she's like, You're incapacitated right now. What if something tried to come attack me? Would you be man enough to save me?
Oh,
or something
God.
Like that? It was something of that nature that was just like questioning slightly his masculinity or manhood or something. And it was really strange. I just thought that was
erroneous.
A terrible question to ask. And I don't know. She's always at 11.
It's perplexing to me. Yeah, that was definitely an 11 on a crazy scale statement.
Yeah, she's
like, defend yourself.
Yeah.
Get some mace. Get a little key knife, little kitty keys, something. Learn to fight. I don't know. So he's like, he tells Tajwan that she is a good time also. When we get back to the house, everyone's sitting around a bonfire and the guys are asking the girls from Colton's season if he's a good kisser. Before they even answer, I'm like, definitely not. I'm realizing he's probably watching this, like, kind of minding his own business, like, la, la, la. Oh, shit, they're talking about me. Oh, they're talking about how shitty of a kisser I am, and my kind of girlfriend is having to watch this. Awesome. So then Derek is whispering to Tayshia, and I'm like, why are you whispering? You have a microphone on. It's going to be pointless.
Yeah,
I feel like the mics pick up the whispering almost even better because of just how like concentrated it is.
Well, the thing is, like, usually those mics are on like those necklaces, mm-hmm. or they're attached to like the lapels.
Yeah.
So if you turn to somebody, like you're gonna be talking like yeah. right into that.
It's
microphone.
Basically
like,
if I do this, ooh.
Yeah, it's the difference from this and talking like this.
Yeah, I noticed that when I was like laughing while putting something down, and it creeped me out the other day on the microphone. But yeah, Tayshia turns this around and she says that she thinks she is a good kisser while looking directly at Derek. And we cut back to the date between John Paul Jones and Tayshia, and I'm sorry, it's not Tayshia. We cut back to the date between John Paul Jones and Tajwan. We need to drop the SoundCloud for this bossa nova band because they are great.
They were good. And John Paul Jones was dancing very well,
He was dancing pretty well, yeah. And, like, they didn't have any tagline on there to let us know who they were, if we could find their CDs. But they plug all these other, you know what, whatever. So they dance and then they apparently get naked. We find out later, but I'll just insert that here. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Well, they strip down and John Paul Jones is in his little skimpy swimsuit.
Yeah, but he might have taken it off and like thrown it.
Maybe we don't know. That was not shown.
Okay, that's correct. So they go in the water and they make out. And I'm just wondering, like, why? Like, Tajwan thinks that she could get engaged after this. And I'm like, why does every girl think their odds of engagement are so prevalent after this? When if you assess every past season, there were no more than, like, 3 engagements, if that, per time. And there's, like, a lot of them. So it doesn't work like that. Anyway, their odds are low. So when we get back to the group, everyone is trying to talk to Kaylin about Dean. And I'm like, why don't they just let her kind of figure her own thing? I mean, they are adults.
Yeah, but... excuse me. Yeah, but, I mean, it seems like they're helping sow seeds of doubt. And it's... And yes, apparently he has a past... Of
just doing this exact thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So apparently he has that, and they just keep telling her watch out and sowing seeds of doubt as well,
mm-hmm.
which is like milling in her mind now.
Yes. And so, making it even worse. And Demi gives her advice after she puts on her glasses and she becomes automatically smarter, even though she didn't know who Nelson Mandela was.
No.
Or whatever. So
let's move on.
Yeah. So she and Wells give Kaylin some really crappy advice. And I'm like, Kaylin should just go talk to him. That yeah. might work.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't want to date another Blake. Well, like you are. when we get back from commercial, Clay and Nicole spent the night together. Whoop. Demi is the FBI agent of this show, apparently, because she busted Scott on Hannah's season, and now she's doing her own digging in paradise. Kaylin goes off of a hunch from 2 people and says she's scared instead of just forming her own opinion of Dean. We get a podcast plug. It's weird. He says verbatim, "I suck at dating." That's the name of his podcast while he's talking to Kaylin. So I don't know if that was an accidental plug or what, but Dean says he does not want a normal life and he doesn't want to have Saturday night dinner and talk about his feelings. Even like, honestly, even if you live in a van, you can legit have those things. Like, we went on an RV trip and we had a Saturday night dinner. So,
yeah,
well, RV visit, I mean, but yeah.
Well, it's like, I don't want to. He said he doesn't want to talk about his feelings and emotions or whatever. It's like,
yeah,
you're gonna have to do that if you want to, like, a healthy mentality.
A substantial relationship. Unless you meet someone who is just as averse as you are.
Yeah.
But then that can't, I don't know.
But I mean, he's running from something, so it doesn't really matter. Because he is in the mentality right now of, like, I'm just grabbing and going.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Just trying to make it.
Yeah, that's all he's doing.
So he shuts down, like, every aspect of a relationship, basically. And Kaylin rightfully asks him, like, why did you come here? I'm like, yeah, that is a good point. Why did you come here? Like, I don't know.
Get out of his van for a little bit, actually take, like, an actual shower or something.
Oh my gosh,
you know,
you're probably right. Get some food provided for a little bit.
Provided for a little bit more fame.
A little bit more. Yeah. Oh gosh. Get sponsored by a new van company.
There you go, yeah.
So Kaylin has to ask Blake not to hug her because he's making it worse. And I concur. I feel like just the sight of his face, I would just be like, ew, like, you're going to make me cry more because I'm just going to be grossed out. Get away from me. JPJ comes up hungover, ready for some water and more food. Mike asks when we get back from the commercial about, he asks Tajwan about her date with John Paul Jones. And she thinks it's something that could start a future.
Yeah.
Yikes.
How's time passed? Maybe like
It's been less than 16 hours for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, it's been an evening and a morning.
Yeah.
Like,
that's some desperation right there.
It is. And just on cue, she thinks she knows where her rose is coming in from. And she has all her eggs in one basket. And like I said, on cue, Haley walks in. So,
this is the first time I know
of Haley.
I get to know of Haley.
And your impression of her is crazy eyes.
Yes.
Very much so. And they're there for a reason. They're not misplaced. So somehow Haley and Chris kind of catching up at the beginning. I don't know if that's edited out or if Chris was just on vacation from his vacation. Nevertheless, when we get back from the commercial, Tajwan thinks she does not need to worry about Haley, which is definitely foreshadowing. It means that she will. So Haley, of course, pulls John Paul Jones aside. He is completely exhausted, lets her know. I'm glad that Haley did not come with her twin in tow this time, but if she shows up later, I won't be surprised.
That's really weird.
It is a little weird, yeah. Especially since they were on a season of The Bachelor together, so they were competing with each other for one. Oh, yeah. So Haley basically comes in like a veteran and just immediately grills John Paul Jones, who was the wrong person to be asking targeted, loaded questions. She's like, what week are we on? Who are the couples? What are you doing? What did you eat today? Who did you go on a date with? He's like flabbergasted. He's like, I'm too tired to have this conversation. He doesn't know any of the couples. So the editing shows all of the obvious couples in spite of John Paul Jones not knowing who they are. And it's Nicole and Clay, Dean and Kaylin, Hannah and Dylan. Let's see, Mike and Sydney. Hello.
Kind of, sorry. Yeah, I mean, they're, yeah.
But even though we're not getting to see any of them at all, it's really disappointing. Like, I want to know more about Sydney, kind of want to know more about Mike other than his just cheesy one-liners.
Yeah.
It would be really nice, but just
maybe they're saving it.
Not even a spoiler. We don't get any of them, even in, like, the night two. It's just disappointing.
Maybe they're saving it.
Maybe. It's just rude. They do this to a few people every season. So Haley asks John Paul Jones how he feels, and he brings up Tayshia first. He hit things off with her. Then he brings up his date with Tajwan. Haley has to interrupt John Paul Jones from his REM sleep to go on a date, and he regretfully wakes up and accepts. He has to basically do this in front of Tajwan, who subsequently says she needs a drink. And she's like, you can't get to know someone without spending time with them, even though she was not spending any time with him all day.
No.
So it's like so awkward when he's like, yeah, I'm going to go. And she's like, oh, well, you know, nice to see you. I haven't talked to you all day. And she's also unaware that she was essentially Haley a few hours ago because she had interest in John Paul Jones while he was talking to someone else.
Yeah. And she came in and snatched him right up and...
Yeah.
Took him on a date and everything like that. And then Haley comes in and snatches him right up and takes him on a date. And
yes.
Tajwan's just sitting there going, what happened?
Yes. Tajwan is still freaking out about the heat. The producers play some somber music. And when we get back from the commercial, she has to be pulled aside by the local medical team for some like heat stroke related concerns.
Yeah.
So
they give some Gatorade and some, and she asked for guacamole.
Asked for guacamole, but with chips, specifically.
Yeah.
Gosh.
You eat spoonfuls of guacamole?
The psychopath. Yeah. So John Paul chips. Jones and Haley go horseback riding, and John Paul Jones immediately regrets not bringing his goggles.
Yes, that was the first line out of him. Oh, I should have brought my goggles.
He was dead serious, too. It was funny. So he is immediately drawn to Haley. It's just like rubbing sunscreen all over her ass while they're just making out. And I'm like, they're having a good time. Whatever.
Whatever.
It was super funny, though, because they also were black boxing her butt. I guess she wore maybe
a thong.
Yeah, probably a thong bikini, like. It's her right to. Come on, ABC.
Well, they just can't show those hands rubbing up against that butt.
ABC is afraid of ass cheeks. I said it first. So that's a shame. Clay and Sydney are breakdancing in the mud. I thought that was super funny. It's always Sydney and somebody doing like acrobatics on the beach. I love it.
Yeah. That's true. Like earlier, they were also playing on the beach.
Yeah, they were all just like running or playing or like flipping exercises. Cute.
Yeah.
John Paul Jones should go after Haley if Tayshia is going to go after Derek. I really think that that should work, but we find out more about that later.
Yes.
And Tajwan is just having the worst vacation ever. Didn't even know this was possible.
She's having a fucking breakdown.
Several breakdowns.
Yeah. They're all little micro breakdowns like every single time. And it gets worse.
It does. And speaking of breakdowns, Hannah is just sick of Dylan. She is like, God, it is too hot for you to be clinging all over me. She doesn't say this, but her eyes do.
Yeah. His baby koala-ness is just...
Fuck him.
God.
He's so clingy. It's so bad. So when we get back from commercial again, Tajwan is eating a giant fucking bowl of spaghetti in the pool. Just by herself. Just like shirt on, just eating the spaghetti, like giggling.
She's eating it and she realizes that they're just staring right at her and just holding the camera on her, just sitting there, standing there in the pool eating spaghetti.
Yeah.
And she cracks up from it because it is pretty funny. It's very funny.
That's a good vacation move. I can actually see myself doing that all the while complaining less about how hot it is outside.
Well, I would do that, but I would be in a hot tub. Eating spaghetti in a hot tub.
Oh, eating hot spaghetti in a hot tub in hot weather?
Hell yeah.
Okay. So after she gets done eating some spaghetti, she just has a major freak out, and some of the girls try to comfort her.
Yeah.
Later, they show Kaylin and Dean and Hannah and Dylan just like all being unproblematic in the pool, just riding each other like koalas back and forth. And Tajwan is also freaking out because her fake eyelashes are coming off. And after all this complaining, I realized she is like a low budget version of Cam, basically. And then
I think her and Cam should get together.
They should get together. They should. They and Annalise should have a thing because all of them are dreadful.
Love triangle.
Yeah, just a really annoying triangle. And she just goes out into the ocean and just screams. And there's like great editing of a crab just retreating into its hole.
Yeah. Because even crabs don't like her.
Even crabs don't like her, no. So on the date, Haley and John Paul Jones, well, they have come back and they kiss after their date, which seems to have gone pretty well. Haley is still black boxed just because she chose that bikini. And JPJ and Haley come back up from the date. They sit right next to Tajwan. They talk about what they did after she very aggressively asks.
Yeah, and she also is asking, did y'all kiss?
Yeah, and she's like, oh, that's lame. Like, as soon as they say what they did, and Haley's like, well, okay. I didn't think it was lame.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was lame either. It was a cool date. Tajwan's just a hater.
She's extremely insecure, and it's pretty obvious at this point.
She's painfully insecure. So she decides to torture herself just by asking the two of them more questions, like if they kissed and all that stuff. And she feels the need to admit that she and John Paul Jones went to the river naked. And he's just, like, turning red, and he's like, so what's up, guys? What's going on?
He's trying to defuse the situation at the moment. It's very bizarre. She also did some weird type of comparing.
Oh, seagulls and pigeons.
Yeah.
After saying she wished she could spit in Haley's wine, which is just like, who says that?
Yeah. So she.
Who literally says that to a person? I just. Okay.
She said she wished she could spit in her wine.
Yeah.
And then compared her to a pigeon, then to called her and John Paul Jones seagulls.
Well, she said that she and John Paul Jones were seagulls and Haley was a pigeon.
Yes.
And then so she just breaks down in front of them and it's super embarrassing. And then Haley just kind of walks away because she's like, fuck this. And she's like, I'm not a pigeon. Does she know I'm not a pigeon?
Bitch, I'm a cow.
Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Does she know I'm not a pigeon? That sounds like a monologue, on almost just a crisis monologue. Sorry. So,
not the pigeon.
Tajwan just needs to take herself home. Like, she just needs to go back on that middle seat on Spirit Airlines home. Oof. And
Spirit Airlines.
John Paul Jones nicely lets her down. And then someone just hands her alcohol because they just want a shit storm to happen. And there is a toast that John Paul Jones gives, I guess, about all the shit that's going on and also kind of breaking up with Tajwan. It's like a toast to their breakup, basically. I think that's what happened.
I don't even know if I can call it a breakup because they only went on one fucking date.
Well, it's a toast to them not dating anymore.
Something like that. It was weird. It was like... First date I had was good. Second date I had was good.
Was also good.
Was also good.
I also liked Tayshia. And anyway, cheers.
It was weird. It was so weird.
Bad. So Tayshia just does not want to be associated with the drama. I don't blame her. So she is full sailing ahead for Derek.
Mm-hmm.
Since Christian and Demi are together. And, like, honestly, they're so together. It'd be funny if Christian ended up with someone else. And then Demi's like, what?
That would actually be quite the turn of events.
What a twist.
Yeah.
Derek
finds
Christian
and Derek together.
And then Demi and Chris Harrison. So Derek is kind of sad still, and he breaks down. And Tayshia tells him, he is allowed to get emotional, and she asks Derek what he wants and what's going to make him happy. And I'm like, these are good questions. They are real ass questions. Way better than some of these other girls. They're, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite filter on Facetune? So he tells her that she's someone he's crazily attracted to, but right now he's questioning whether he should be there anymore, and he does not know how to take the next step while he's there. So Tayshia tells Derek he deserves happiness just like Demi. And they don't kiss, but they do hug. And they embrace. And we get some previews of what will come up next. Haley gets into a fight with someone every time she's on the show, by the way. And then Caitlin, who we haven't seen all episode, talks shit about Christina, saying, you don't have to be a bitch just because you want to be a bitch. And by the way, that was the you should respect all women person. Hypocrite. Sorry, I meant hypocrite. And then, yeah, finally, we're going to get to see some people go home. And I am so excited. So, also, just since we haven't seen Demi and Christian much, it just feels like giving the 30 seconds of time on screen to Christian is just like you said, posturing.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of just like, I see what they're doing.
They're like, we did a thing. And it's like, did you though? They're basically just passively aggressively like, we support our LGBTQ people by simply allowing them to be on our show. But if they're in love, I mean, if, look, they're in love supposedly, they should have their own vacation, I think.
Yeah. You should get off paradise because you found your person.
You found what you came there
and
for.
And you don't want anybody else that's on that show.
Yeah, exactly. So what ABC is doing, I feel like, is just a cop-out to how they could really give this the respect it deserves. But it's a step. It's not the best one, but it's a step. So then Christina talks to Blake after Caitlin goes away. And he tells her that she smells good. And she's like, she doesn't even say thank you. She's like, I do. And I know how that feels when I'm wearing like my favorite Versace perfume. Mm. And she wants to know how Blake is going to, or who he's going to give his rose to. And she's like, when it comes to Caitlin, and he's like, Caitlin. Has to correct her. And then he finally just like, Christina, what are you trying to get out of this conversation? And she makes it very clear to him that he owes her. And she tells him what to say when he picks her at the rose ceremony also, which he actually does.
Yes. She totally pulls out the you owe me card.
Mm-hmm.
It is great. Okay.
Yes.
This is like some crazy fucking like 4D chess shit that she's like mm-hmm. manipulating. She pretty much also essentially gets Blake to not pick Caitlin.
Yeah.
Like, even though he said he was going to.
That was pretty badass. And she also says if he really wanted her here, he would have gone after her at Stagecoach. Burn! Yeah, because he probably just left her at Stagecoach to go hang out with Christina and Tayshia and Kaylin and Hannah and Jen, but no big deal. So Christina gets what she wanted and looks
Christina is like the true puppet master.
True. Russian interference queen.
Mm-hmm.
She wins again.
Yes.
Christian still feels hurt by Demi because Demi was exploring other relationships in paradise. And I know I complained about them not getting enough screen time, but I don't want screen time to be like, why are you not taking me seriously after we dated for a few weeks? Like, this is not, I'm not signing up to watch this where all these old relationship things get brought onto this show, especially not someone who's not even bachelor proximal. So it's so weird to have this inserted in here.
Yeah.
And Christian feels threatened by John Paul Jones, who's literally doing multiple cartwheels in succession on the beach.
Well, for some reason, he just pulls himself away from the group and grabs Demi and just is like talking and laughing with her on that daybed.
Mm-hmm.
I think he just didn't want to be around Haley or
Tayshia
or Tajwan.
No.
Like, he just wanted to remove himself away from that.
No.
Because they're waiting for the rose ceremony. So
yeah, they're waiting. They're like kind of in between the cocktail party and all that stuff. You're right. And so Demi's like to Christian. She's like, look at him. He looks like he could be my brother. And then they laugh.
He's in the background doing cartwheels and shit.
Yeah, just doing cartwheels and being goofy.
Yeah.
And John Paul Jones still has feelings for Tayshia after all of these dates. And he has to watch Derek pull her aside in her gorgeous red dress. And Tajwan asks John Paul Jones while he's sadly observing this if he has ADD, and I think that that's super rude, because just because someone is not interested in you does not mean they have attention deficit disorder, and even if they do have attention deficit disorder, they don't deserve to be vilified for that.
Yes.
So Tajwan, shut up. But yeah, he has to watch the woman he really likes be pulled away by another guy. That would suck for anybody. And Derek is open to something with Tayshia. And they kiss, finally. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yes, queen. John Paul Jones is going through a full-on crisis.
Yep.
Yes. So I'm just, yeah, I'm excited to see some girls go home. So Chris Harrison shows up to kick off the rose ceremony. He says he's going to change the rules. We get this whole yada yada speech. And then apparently Demi is going to give out the first rose of the night.
I wonder who she gives it to.
John Paul Jones.
Oh, shit.
Just kidding. She's pretty much essentially forced to give it to Christian. Yeah. So the pairings are Demi and Christian, Dylan and Hannah, Clay and Nicole, Mike and Sydney, Dean and Kaylin. I mean, it's her birthday.
Yeah. She's turning 24.
Yeah. This. So you would think it'd want to go well, right?
Wink, wink.
Blake and Christina. Bye, Kaylin. You were a hypocritical mess, and I hope you don't come back. Christina. Christina's like, you better have said what I told you to. And Blake is like, you deserve to have love and to and he looks down at his hand. He's like, and to stay here. Will you accept my rose?
Yeah.
And Christina like hides her little knife and she's like, yes, I will, Blake.
Yes.
And then she has to stand right next to Kaylin, which I love. So now we'll have one fewer similar name in the house, which will be awesome. Derek picks Tayshia, which pisses off John Paul Jones. John Paul Jones, and his eye is twitching.
His eye does twitch.
And then he picks Crazy Eyes Haley. Mm-hmm. And then Chris, who goes last, it's between Katie and Jen, but he's going to pick Katie, which he does because Jen has no staying power. So it's the final rose of the night, according to Mr. Harrison. And I'm like, no shit, Christopher. We know. And to no surprise of anyone, Jen, Kaylin, and Tajwan all go home. Yes. And Christina is just like, the way the cards fall is just in my favor.
She plays the fucking Game of Thrones.
She plays the long and the short game very well. This is great. Yeah. So Kaylin has to deal with this all the way home. And she's just talking more shit. And I'm just, again, I thought that we should respect all women, Kaylin. Even the ones that play the game better than you. It's so sad. Mm-hmm. And then we see that there is some drama upcoming that'll be elaborated in night two, which will come up after the very short break. We see what happens between Dean and Kaylin. We see some real drama that's kind of pushed along by the producers. And we find out some more, I guess, leads on these relationships. So after a short break, we will get into night two.
Hello, Mama. How you doing? Let me whisper in your ear. Tell you something that you might like to hear. Your sticks is better. Your ass looks up.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen and everyone.
We're back.
We are back. It is night two, and the show is doing something it has quote-unquote never done before. And they are showcasing Chris and Crystal's wedding. Mm-hmm. And I say never done before because they do it all the time.
Wait, who are those people?
So Chris and Crystal met on the last season of Bachelor in Paradise, which was equally as much of a shit show as this season. That's the one that Colton was on before he became the Bachelor. So when he... it was just a lot. So this will inevitably stir up some organic drama because, like I said in part one, this bread is getting stale. So I am also kind of bummed that Demi has just literally been boxed into this permanent girlfriend on the show, kind of like I said earlier. Yeah. And then I hear a baby voice talking, so I realize, oh, that must be Clay. And, yeah, we get a retell of all the relationships again at this point. And that, I don't feel like going through this again. So Kaylin thanks Dean for an awesome birthday. And she thinks that all of this was his idea. But I'm like dead sure it was the producers. It's not like he had the ability to get in a car and go buy the cake or anything. And
that is true. Yeah.
So like we saw in the preview last night, he pulls Kaylin away. And she's like, why are you doing this? It's still my birthday. And we're like, dude, yeah, I agree. Like, come on. Just this is so fucked up. It was her birthday.
I mean, yeah, you could wait the next day. It wouldn't hurt to wait the next day.
It wouldn't have. Like, she would have probably taken it slow.